Well, back in those days, a partner always brought ice cream, homemade ice cream and cake and fried chicken.
What about, do they ever make a cooked dish?
Potato salad and baked
A
beans.
warm one? Did they ever use the term a hot dish or a covered dish? What would that be?
Well, I can't remember that they took hot dishes much to picnics,
I see.
but they could have taken potatoes like scalloped potatoes or
Now, for you to have one of these in the wintertime, do they ever have those?
not too much. They'd have a Christmas program at the schoolhouses and have treats, but
Not too much in the wintertime. What if you were to cook something, say, something in a covered dish, I guess, and you were to use tuna fish in it, what would that be called? I guess
casserole.
that's what you would call it? Okay. And if you were to cook, some people, I guess, cook ribs over a fire. What would that be?
Well, we'd be barbecued, I suppose.
Okay, do you ever have barbecue around here?
We've got a barbecue, but we don't use it very much.
So,
If we have company or
what would
something.
be your definition of that term barbecue?
I don't know, other than just barbecue.
Okay. All right. What about, do you ever drink, a lot of people, I guess, drink something in the morning just when they get up out of bed. They drink
Juice,
or
water,
something hot.
coffee?
I guess you don't.
No.
Okay. Now, as you were growing up, did your mother make a special kind of cakes for those occasions, for, morning?
Hot cakes, you mean, or
Or
pancakes?
she made pancakes, anything like coffee cakes, though?
Not too much. We usually ate oatmeal or some kind of cooked cereal.
So there was no reason to have anything else. I see. Okay. And we've forgotten one fruit that grows on a tree. They say it's what Eve gave to Adam.
Apple.
And what would you make out of it? You sort of mash that up, you'd call that?
Apple butter.
Or even if, maybe if you were to leave it some chunks in it. Yeah, as you're.
If you mashed it.
And sweeten it and mash it and have it as sort of a. Serve it with dinner. You could use
Apple
apple.
sauce.
Okay, is that different than apple butter?
Yeah. You don't mash apple butter usually. Sometimes your apples will cook up soft, but we've got two different kinds. Some of them cook up mushy, and
What
some.
kind do you have?
Well, we've got wealthies. They usually stay together, but you've got a transparent. It'll cook up mushy if you cook too much of it.
Let's take a look at about the farm and the ranch. What were those things they used to separate fields or pasture?
Fences.
Okay, were there different kinds that you're familiar with?
Barbed wire fence was all we used at home. They used to have log fences or rail fences, they called them. But,
How were those different?
well, your log fences were put up with posts like that,
Sort of like
and
an X and then the.
rails put in, or logs put on them.
What would maybe you could tell me a few types of enclosures for animals, keep the animals
Well, there's kraals or pens.
in. Okay, which would you use for horses and cows?
Kraals and pig pens.
Would you ever use the term sty, or
We never did.
always pig pen?
I've heard about it, read about it from the books, but.
But you'd always use pen. Where would you graze the cattle?
In the pastures.
Okay. And where would you grow crops?
In the fields.
Okay, so that's the distinction between the two.